This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Morgan Wallen did not have a tantrum on Saturday Night Live. That was one of the headlines that we laughed at this morning. There was no tantrum.
Or stormed off the stage, which is not true. He hugged the host and walked off the stage.
Morgan Wallen did create a stir. When he, what Tammy said, walked off the stage in the middle of the closing credits. Now, that is a time at SNL when everyone hangs out on the stage. They all hug each other. They all high-five each other. They all talk about how great they were. And the credits roll, and the music is playing.
Yes.
And it's very common. In fact, it's always the way that the host and the musical guests, they stay on and they mingle. Well, Morgan Wallen wanted nothing to do with that. It seemed, as he said goodbye to Mikey Madison, the host, he hightailed it off that stage very quickly.
When the camera came to him, they were chatting a little bit, and she said something about being tired, and then, how are you, to Morgan, and he said, I couldn't really hear what he said, but he said, not as tired as usual. Then he leaned in and gave her a hug, and then strolled off the stage.
Did Morgan Wallen throw a tantrum? No. Did Morgan Wallen look like he wanted to be anywhere but on that stage? In my opinion, yes.
Sure.
Throughout the entire week, there were some cringy promos from SNL where he looked like he wanted to be anywhere else but on that promo. And even when he was performing, he seemed, I don't want to say disinterested, but it was very businesslike for him. I even mentioned while I was watching it, he doesn't look like he's having any fun whatsoever. And in my opinion, he proved it when he almost ran over a cameraman to get off that stage.
Okay, he did not hurry. He walked off the stage. It wasn't any kind of like run or get me out of here. He just left.
I don't think it was running. I do think it was get me out of here. I don't think he wanted to be anywhere on that stage, and he showed that by literally leaving as everybody else was still kind of doing their thing and saying goodbye. And he didn't do himself any favors as far as gossip and rumors by posting a picture of his private jet that says "Get me to God's country" after the show was over. People are kind of theorizing that meant get me out of New York City, get me back to where I'm comfortable. I don't know. It's all speculation. It'll be over in 10 minutes.
Yes.
But it is what everybody was talking about after SNL over the weekend. By the way, maybe he was getting off the stage because it was a pretty weak performance, and he wanted nothing to do with it.
The show was just not that good. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
I watched it. I'm kind of fascinated by Mikey Madison, and I was hoping that it would have been funnier than it was, and it just wasn't. But either
way. The whole thing was just like, there was no tantrum. There was no storming off. It was just quick hug and I'm gone. There's a lot of us who would do that if we were in an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, but I wonder why it was uncomfortable.
I don't know.
It's not he doesn't know. He's done it before. He was in a skit before. Mm-hmm. Well, either way. Don't look now, but our San Diego Padres are one of only four teams a week into the season that are still undefeated. Love saying that. I don't think the Padres got their first sweep last season until June.
Okay, so we're out of the game.
First series of the season against a very good Atlanta Braves team, and we swept them, got the broom out, and cleaned house, Tammy.
It was a great afternoon Saturday when John and I attended the game, and a tight game, and a kind of a nerve-wracking game at the very end, waiting for the win to come. It was tense there.
Do you prefer what we saw Saturday night, a 1-0 pitcher's duel, or do you like home runs and lots of offense?
Okay, so I like the fact that it was a fast game. But I also didn't like the pressure at the end.
Oh,
I like a lot of stuff going
on.
Right.
I loved that game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I love this weekend of Padres baseball so far. Tammy learned a new phrase, it seems. A new phrase for her on Saturday evening.
John, what did you just say that last play was just a second ago? You said that was so clutch.
Clutch. That was clutch. Yes, clutch. What are you making fun of me?
I don't think I've ever heard you say that before.
Now you got me yapping. We just struck out. Thanks, Tammy. Rally killer.
Oh, my gosh. That was an awesome play, though, beforehand. But
woo!
John, explain clutch to me. I'm serious. I don't know.
The guy got up with two men on. A base hit gets us in the lead. And he came through. He got a base hit. That was clutch. That was a clutch play. What?
I've never heard that. That's why I was asking you to explain it. Thank you.
You know, listening back, I still can't decide if you're messing with me or not.
I'm not. I guess I just never really must not have paid attention to that phrasing or something.
Never heard that's a clutch performance?
No.
Really?
I've never heard that.
When I said that, Tammy looked at me as if I was speaking a different language. Mm-hmm. She goes, what are you talking about? What? I mean, you heard. I was. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of incredulous.
I just never really paid attention to it. I guess I've never been in situations maybe where I don't know. I mean,
guess what? You're going to hear it all the time now. Mm-hmm. When you hear a phrase for the first time, you're like, yes. I've never heard that phrase, and all of a sudden you hear it all the time
everywhere.
Now?
Yes. So maybe it was just a phrase that I ignored. I don't know.
Clearly, it was. The Padres homestand continues today through Wednesday. The Padres are hosting the Cleveland Guardians, and tonight, the first bobblehead giveaway of the year. It's Merrill Madness! The Jackson Merrill bobblehead, his first ever bobblehead. It's a beaut.
It is. I'm very excited for him and for this bobblehead.
The first 40,000 fans in attendance will receive that Jackson Merrill bobblehead. Keep in mind, it is spring break this week for a lot of schools in San Diego, so a great time
busy.
To bring. Yeah, but a lot of kids at the ballpark this week, and that's really, really awesome to see. Padres against the Cleveland Guardians, Jackson Merrill bobblehead tonight. As usual, you can hear every pitch of every game on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. Go Pods, John and Tammy, San Diego. Morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Lemon Grove. Say good morning to Rosa Hummel. What? Hello, Rosa.
Hello. Good morning, John.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave the studio
this morning?
Good
luck.
All right, Rosa, I got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedooranggatestore.com. A reminder to you also, Rosa, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
On a podcast, Kelly Clarkson said that she did not realize the singing talent show that she won was a TV show until her third audition. What's the show?
American Idol.
Kermit the Frog will deliver the 2025 commencement speech for the University of Maryland. What is the name of this famous Kermit song?
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side?
Say it again.
Over the rainbow.
Selena's killer, Yolanda Saldivar, was denied parole. Today it's been 30 years since we lost Selena. Who played her in the movie?
Jennifer Lopez.
Reba had a birthday over the weekend. Reba currently stars on this NBC sitcom about a woman who inherits her late father's tavern.
Skip, I'm not sure.
Okay. And finally, I went to Legoland over the weekend and found out there are 70 Lego colors. The Lego Movie came out in 2014. Its sequel came out in 2019. What was it called?
Oh, I saw it with my kids. I just don't remember.
Okay, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
So, Rosa, what you got going on today?
I'm getting ready to go to work. I'm a nurse at La Vida Real.
Well, thank you for what you do. Appreciate you taking time while you're getting ready to listen to us.
Thank you, Tammy.
Rosa did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
On a podcast, Kelly Clarkson said she did not realize the singing talent show that she won was a TV show until the 3rd audition. What's the show?
American Idol.
That's right. I suppose if you're the first contestant to ever win, you know, you might not have a clue as to what
it
is.
Well, I think she just thought like it was a competition, not realizing they were actually going to televise it, right?
It's 1-1. Timmy Kermit the Frog will deliver the 2025 commencement speech for the University of Maryland. What is the name of this famous Kermit song?
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side?
The Rainbow Connection?
Oh, I love that song. I love that movie. I can sing every word to every song from that movie. I loved it so much. I had the record when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Anyway, it's 2-1. Rosa went with Over the Rainbow. Timmy, Selena's killer, Yolanda Saldivar, was denied parole today. It's been 30 years since we lost Selena. Who played her in the movie?
Jennifer Lopez.
That's right. Rosa knew that. 3-2. Reba had a birthday over the weekend.
Reba.
Reba currently stars on this NBC sitcom about a woman who inherits her late father's tavern.
Happy's Place.
Happy's Place is correct. Rosa did no. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, I went to Legoland over the weekend and found out there are 70 Lego colors. The Lego Movie came out in 2014. Its sequel came out in 2019. What was it called? Full name, please.
Oh, Lego Movie 2, Everything is Awesome?
Kind of close. The Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Oh.
Rosa didn't remember either, so today we finished with a score of 4-2, Tammy. Rosa, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money. However, we have a great prize for you.
Yes, you now have 4 tickets of Resort Hopper tickets to Legoland California Resort. You can experience more than 60 ride shows and attractions at Legoland California, including the newest Dino Valley.
Thank you so much.
Rosa, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day at work. Thank you for what you do. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Rosa from Lemon Grove, and I flunked out on Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge.
April Fool's Day used to be a legendary radio day.
Mm-hmm. We used to have a lot of fun with it, finding ways to kind of pull one over on you and make you laugh.
Now, KSON, along with several other stations, owned by a company called Odyssey. Odyssey, unfortunately, has taken all the fun out of April Fool's Day. We can't do anything.
I know.
How many emails do we get leading up to April Fool's Day warning us about all the things that could possibly happen, taking all the fun out of what should be a fun day?
So the only way we can have some fun with this is to have some fun with our legal department.
We've got a lawyer named Johnny Colombo working for Odyssey, who is the no fun guy, no offense, and we thought it'd be really fun to call him and pitch him some April Fool's ideas that we know we're not going to do.
No, we have no intention of using these, but we kind of just wanted to see what the no fun police say.
Yeah, this guy's great at parties, okay. Trust me.
Oh my God, here he is, John. Here we go.
Hey, Johnny, thank you for taking the time. We know you're really busy, man.
It's really no problem. I appreciate you guys.
Well, we wanted to pitch you some April Fool's Day ideas. We know Odyssey is very strict about what we can and can't do.
Mm-hmm. And I know that you were upset with us before in the past because we had a big April Fool's Day prank where we said we were going to diaper the seals in La Jolla, and that was a problem.
Right, because that had potential for issues with the city and their budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but obviously, Johnny, it wasn't real.
It doesn't matter. The animal rights activists were mad.
That's true.
They were mad. And people were also angry because we totally fooled them.
Yes. Or, you know, I know you didn't like it when we did the whole show with San Diego's number one for nude country.
Instead of new country.
Yeah. You guys did a video where you were naked. And that was a giant HR mess.
Well, we weren't really naked. We just made it look like we were naked.
Again, it was April Fool's Day. We blurred over, but we actually... Well, anyway, listen, this year we want to do something a little different. We have John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach going on. It's our biggest promotion leading up to Stagecoach at the end of April. We thought we could get a real stagecoach and take people to Stagecoach on that. Actual road to Stagecoach.
A nice long road trip.
I can think of several problems with that. The insurance costs alone would be a no-go. Would you be taking the freeways? That's so dangerous and leaves us open to a ton of lawsuits.
We're not really talking going to Indio in a Stagecoach. It's just April Fool's.
No, absolutely not.
How about this one, Johnny? We say that we are working with local...
I love this one, John.
This is my favorite one. Local legislators to ban anyone from Arizona from San Diego beaches from spring through July. San Diegans will be crazy about this one.
You can't ban people from a singular location from San Diego.
So these are the emails we get every year for April Fool's is maddening.
All right, how about this one? This one how people will be fooled by this, I don't know, because I think it's so obviously an April Fool's prank, but I think it's funny.
Yeah, we're working with a local tattoo artist who's going to provide a new service for new parents.
Oh, I'm scared.
So what he's going to do is he's going to go to hospitals and tattoo newborns so that the nurses don't mix up the babies.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? There are so many things wrong with this that could have long life effects. We could be liable for that.
It's a joke, though, Johnny. It's a joke.
Oh, you guys need to think through your actions. This is ridiculous. I thought you guys were creative. I can't come up with one thing that won't get us sued. It's not that hard.
Help us. Give us a suggestion.
How about this? You guys usually do Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, right? Why not flip it up and do John's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and Tammy asks questions and John answers?
That's pretty nutty, Johnny. Thank you. That's a pretty funny idea.
Well, the listeners will be confused for a minute, but no one gets hurt. They laugh, and we won't be open to lawsuits, you know?
All right,
lawsuits.
Johnny.
Yay.
All right. Okay. Well, we appreciate all the work you do for us and keeping us safe and not being sued. We know that that's your number one priority, clearly. So thank you. Happy April Fool's Day, I guess.
Take it or leave it. Happy April Fool's.
Bye, Johnny. Boy, he's a blast at parties.
The positive news, John, is you get the night off on writing College of Hollywood Knowledge questions because tomorrow it'll be they'll be taking on you and I'll write the questions.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. All right. Yay.
Come on, get in the fighting
spirit.
It's
not exactly diapering seals.
No, it's not.
Getting national press, but okay, we'll do something nutty and mix the college up. Bring it. I say bring it. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I've been Idlewild several times, love Idlewild. Never knew until today that Dolly Parton has a cabin in Idlewild.
She used to, and back in 1994, she bought a remote mountainside cabin in Idlewild. She spent $126,000 on this. Well, then, of course, turned it into her own place. And in 2023, she donated the cabin to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Southern California. They, in turn, sold it, right, so that they could... The point of doing that for the donation. And now whoever bought it from them is selling it again. It is exactly the way Dolly had styled it.
Go ahead.
You get all the furnishings that are in it, including the guitar toilet seat lid.
Of course. Dolly Parton's Idlewild Cabin has a guitar toilet seat.
And there's some pictures of Dolly in it. It's really cute. It's like three bedrooms. It's a really nice place.
You can say, I'm sleeping in the same bed Dolly Parton slept mm-hmm. in.
Dolly and her beloved mother were the last to occupy this home, the listing says, leaving behind decor, collectibles, furnishings, all included in the sale. And the loft allegedly was Dolly's favorite place to write and play her music.
Yeah, I'm reading more about it. The cabin was so low profile that nobody even knew it was hers until she donated it to the Ronald McDonald House in 2023. That's nuts.
You know, I would imagine that when Dolly was there, she didn't look like Dolly. She wouldn't go, you know, it would be easy, in my opinion, for Dolly Parton to be incognito because she wears the wigs and all the makeup and all the costumes and everything. If she took all that off, I bet we wouldn't even recognize her walking down the street.
Can't imagine just walking down the street and seeing Dolly Parton there.
You may have, you know, and not even have known it.
If you have $768,000, you can buy the Dolly Parton cabin.
It would be a great investment, I think. And you do like an Airbnb with it. Who wouldn't want to stay in Dolly's cabin?
Let's take out a loan and buy it.
Maybe if we win an ACM award, John. Yeah.
John and Tammy present Dolly's cabin. Just $5,000 a night. Oh, we're going to make a fortune. A fortune. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Dan from Camping World, his son Michael, big Padre fans calling in, checking in after a pretty spectacular weekend. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on, John, Tammy?
Hi.
Hey, John, that weekend was clutch, right?
Right? Ooh, new phrase, clutch.
So at the game, John had mentioned it was a clutch play, and for whatever reason, I didn't know what he was talking about. I just never paid attention to that phrase before. I guess, you know, with five kids, I'm not sure how I escaped it. Maybe I just tuned him out.
So Michael's with you?
Michael is here.
Michael, are you on spring break this week, pal?
No, not yet. You just got him right as he took a bite of his sandwich.
Oh, gotcha. Sandwich.
Were you at any of the games this weekend, or did you watch them on TV?
Yeah, we got to watch a little bit on TV. He's been playing a lot of baseball himself.
Did you guys happen to see that John and I made it on national television?
Yeah.
You did?
He was watching on TV, and we pointed you guys out when you were on TV.
This is so crazy. So, yeah, Tammy and I, we had just a wonderful opportunity over the weekend to be a part of Home of Guiding Hands' big Padres party,
mm-hmm.
and they had the Pacifico porch reserved for us. Now, I've never sat there before. What a cool place to watch the game. It's right where they ring the bell before the game, yep. and when the Friar comes out and hopefully rings the three bells in a row when we get 1, 2, 3 outs, signifying the end of the game. So, yeah, it was really exciting. We're up 1-0. Here comes the Friar. I'm like, oh, and all of a sudden, not to name drop Michael, but we know the guy that handles the Friar, so he calls us over for a picture. But before that, we had to watch the end of the game.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, boom, there's our mugs right mm-hmm. there on national television.
It was fun.
You can tell we were having a little bit of fun, can't you, Michael?
Yeah.
He's a little shy this morning.
Well, anyway, go Pods. What a wonderful weekend of baseball. It continues tonight with Jackson Merrill bobblehead night against the Cleveland Guardians. I'll be there Wednesday, guys. So if you're around, say hey, okay?
Well, let's keep that hot streak going and go for number 5.
Love it.
I'm okay with that.
All right, bye, guys. Go Pods. Take care, Michael.
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Danny's College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Vanessa, who's in Escondido. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Vanessa, please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio.
Bye.
Vanessa, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. I want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Vanessa, King Charles had to be hospitalized amid his cancer battle. Who are King Charles's sons?
Adam and John.
Vince Vaughn turned 55 last week. Tell me what Vince Vaughn movie this line came from.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Dodgeball.
Megan Fox and her ex Machine Gun Kelly welcomed a baby girl. No word on her name yet, but she was born to a score composed by MGK and Travis Barker that's in the calming frequency of 432 hertz. What rapper and star of the movie 8 Mile did Machine Gun Kelly famously have a feud with?
Eminem.
The founder of Walmart, Sam Walton, would have turned 107 on Friday. What southern state was Walmart founded in?
Georgia.
And finally, the new season of The Simpsons premiered last night. Within three, and without going over, what season of The Simpsons is it?
Oh my gosh. 32.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
Vanessa, what you got going on today?
Work, 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 work.
You sound so thrilled about that.
Really, really excited. Yeah. But then I'm going to the Padres game. So.
Hey, all right. Awesome. It's Jackson Merrill bobblehead night tonight.
Yes, it is.
Tammy, Vanessa did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
King Charles had to be hospitalized amid his cancer battle. Who are King Charles's sons?
William and Harry.
Vanessa went with Adam and John. If King Charles passes away from this cancer, is William just instantly king?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Man. All right. Well, it's 1-0, Tammy. Tammy, Vince Vaughn turned 55 last week. Tell me what Vince Vaughn movie this line came from.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
That's Dodgeball, right?
Yeah, Dodgeball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dodgeball, a true underdog story, the actual full name. Both of you got that right. 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, Megan Fox and her ex Machine Gun Kelly welcomed a baby girl. No word on her name, but she was born to a score composed by Machine Gun and Travis Barker. That's in the, quote, calming frequency of 432 hertz. Insert eye roll. What rapper and star of the movie 8 Mile did Machine Gun Kelly famously have a feud with?
Eminem.
Vanessa knew that. 3-2. Tell me, the founder of Walmart, Sam Walton, would have turned 107 on Friday. What southern state was Walmart founded in?
Ooh, I should know this one. I'm going to go...
3 seconds.
Alabama, Arkansas. I don't know. Alabama.
Should have gone with Arkansas.
Oh! Yeah.
Vanessa didn't know either. Went with Georgia. 3-2, Tammy. And by Tam, the new season of The Simpsons premiered last night. Within three, and without going over, what season of The Simpsons is it?
Good Lord. 48.
Went over. Vanessa was closer. She missed it by one. That's season 36. Vanessa guessed 32, so she did not get it right. Today, the final is Tammy 3, Vanessa 2. Vanessa, no money from Tammy this morning, but a great prize nevertheless.
You have a 4-pack of Resort Hopper tickets for Legoland California Resort, where you can build memories for less. Legoland California offering your second day free tickets this spring break.
Yay!
All right, Vanessa, enjoy that. Have a great time at Legoland. I was just there on Friday, had a blast. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Nescondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
My girlfriend Sam and I have had a house guest this weekend. Since Thursday, she leaves today. Sam's mother, Mona.
Aww.
Mona is, she's a lot in a great way. You know,
yes.
I call her Wona because there's a little guy reeled in once in a while.
She's a character.
She is a definite character who is all kinds of mouthy until I start recording her. Then, oh, I don't know what to say. She becomes this demure.
Yep.
Something I'm learning about. Well, I knew this about Sam, my girlfriend, is that Sam loves Legos. Mm-hmm. And she makes, like, the Lego flower arrangements. Have you seen those?
I have. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, someone who had stopped out to my remote in Fashion Valley, she had a Lego bonsai tree and a Lego rose garden. They were really cool.
Sam, my girlfriend, got her love of Legos from her mother, Mona. Tam and I have a very dear friend who works for Legoland and offered us a little behind-the-scenes tour on Friday. And Mona was over the moona about it.
Magical place
really on Earth.
You mentioned before we even got there how excited you were. Like,
I was, because I hadn't been there in like 30 years. I think I was there a month after they opened. And behind the scenes was insane. What they create and how they take things away and then recreate was
by eye, without even getting like a playbook.
Did you guys think that the guy that gave us a tour was all handsome?
Yes.
He was so hot.
Beyond.
Shout out
to PJ.
I was dying for PJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
PJ was cute.
Cute. You just said hot.
Beyond hot.
Mona.
Don't.
His name was TJ?
PJ.
All right, PJ.
Don't know how
Shout
old
out
he was.
PJ.
You won't need any PJs if you're with Mona. I'll tell you that right now. What the f***? No, I should say Mona's married. Okay, there's a husband in the picture. But
she can flirt.
I'll tell you right now, there was no husband in the picture when TJ was giving us the tour.
Oh, really? Was he really hot, John?
Handsome guy. Yeah, handsome guy, really smart, you know.
Yeah, so in other words, you were like...
Very threatened by him.
Yes.
Very, very threatened by him. Couldn't wrap that tour up fast enough. Thank you. Joking. Loved our time at Legoland. We got to stop by and see Mini John and Mini Tammy in San Diego Miniland. We are still there.
Yay.
By the ticket booth at the San Diego County Fair. They've got Miniland Vegas now done.
Oh, really?
So it's so cool.
I need to go back there again.
Actually, when we were in the model room, we were watching a young model builder create the what's going to be the 6-foot-tall replica of Caesar's Palace.
Nice.
Yeah, it was such a really great time.
You know, that's just got to be the best job in the world.
Sam wants to do it.
Yeah.
She's like, listen, you put your headphones on and put Legos together all day and don't talk to anybody?
Yes.
She's like, my dream job.
Hey, by the way, all this week with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, you have a chance to win family 4-packs of tickets to Legoland.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.